Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Okay, guys, welcome to the show. Let's pop off this morning with your hot takes and unpopular opinions, because people apparently, by the looks of the text messages, they got a lot to say.
They really do. They're not happy.
No, they're not. You guys know the number, 585-252-9800. Katrina says, good morning, guys. Sometimes I pray that my friend's relationship will end just so she'll have something to stop talking about. Right. There I said it.
There I said it.
Sometimes it can be a little much, sure. I think that's the problem now that Swift and Kelsey are going to have. Just constantly talking about their engagement.
I mean, people talk about that.
Let's make love tonight.
She was like, we like don't go on. She said this on the podcast. She's like, we don't go on social media because it's like crazy out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, they get it.
She's like, we actually have like a lot of fun. Sometimes we'll go and read all the theories and we'll just have a good laugh.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, you gotta love the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, you gotta.
Especially when they're about you.
People are so creative, you know?
Who else is here this morning? We just got to Katrina. Let's go over to our friend Danielle listening. It is so beyond rude to bring something to a party and then take it with you. If it's half eaten or a bottle of wine still has some left, only then are you allowed to take it home with you. There I said it.
Please.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
Please.
I don't think that's how
Give
it works.
Give me a break. This person says, people at a drive-through who do not have their money or card ready to pay should be passed over.
That's me.
There I said it.
I went through the Dunkin' drive-through on Saturday morning, the one there on East Ave. I was not prepared. I felt so bad. They're like, sir, this app doesn't work. I was like, well, I know there's a code somewhere in this. Where's the QR code? He's like, oh, I don't think that's going to work. I was like, all right, well, let me give you my debit. Something happened with that. I went back to the app.
Yeah, and he's out here booking limousines in Italy. Can't even afford an avocado toast.
No, it's not that.
Right.
There was.
You have more card issues than anyone I know. He's like, I swear there's money on it. I'm like, right. Yes, of course.
There's always money on it, but sometimes it has something to do with whatever's going on in there.
Right.
There's nothing to do with
right.
me.
Right. Piggybacking off of that, because mine for today is this. I need to exert more and exude more patience. Because when I'm impatient, I actually just add more time to what it is that I'm doing. There I said it.
Well, like,
for
give me an example.
Yesterday.
Sure.
I am getting gas at the Walmart in Henrietta. Okay?
There's always a line.
Always a line. We know this because it's the cheapest gas in all of Monroe County, according to Gas Buddy. So I
tell everyone what's the cost.
$2.75 right now.
That's pretty good.
Go pop off. You'll be there for 3 days, but I mean, just bring a tent. You'll be good. So
pack a lunch.
I go there, and the people that are there are just so either dumb, lacking massive brain cells, or just extremely inconsiderate. Okay? So I'm sitting in a line, and there's someone on the line next to me, and there's two pumps, and the one I'm in is only one, so I already shot myself in the foot there, right?
Got it.
But the person is at the one pump closest to the line, and the one around it is free, completely free. No one's using it, and I'm like, do I just cut over, or would I be an ass if I did that? So I decided to be a good person, waiting for the person behind that guy to go around.
Sure.
Wouldn't do it. Okay, great. So now I'm sitting there, and there's two people in front of me. The person's at the pump. They're just standing outside of their car.
They're not pumping gas.
They don't have their card out. They're talking to their baby. They're just hanging out. And I lost it. I peeled out of there to try and like go somewhere else. I don't know where else I was going. It was so busy. So then I went back to the original line I was in, and then I was two cars back from where I originally was.
You have to exercise patience. Let this be a lesson for you, Breeze.
Yeah, it was really bad, you guys. I lack it. I don't know if there's a way that I can go to like therapy or counseling to gain more patience, but it's something that I do not.
Yeah, that's why it's tough to drive with you, because you got a lot of road rage because you lack patience. You know, mine for today is if you see someone parking, or excuse me, if you see someone's parking meter has expired, I think it's your responsibility to feed that meter to make sure they don't
You've
get a ticket.
You've never done that for me. You've never once done that for me. But don't worry, I've done it for you multiple times.
See how crazy it is? See, this is a woman that keeps score like you wouldn't believe. But anytime she asks me for a favor, can you drive me
Practice
here?
Practice what you preach,
Can you do
bro?
This? Like, constantly, I never keep score. And there's been plenty of meters that I've put money into for even strangers, people I've never met, just so they don't get a ticket. Because it all comes circles back around. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but I'm more financially savvy than you, so.
All right, let's go over to Jay. Yo, what's up, guys? If someone puts their, like, family to me in their LinkedIn post, I instantly know they're about to get laid off. There, I said it. Also,
oh, about their job?
Yeah, are you guys hiring? I don't know, Jay. I don't know what department we would be hiring in. Thank you for asking,
There's, like,
though.
Three people that work here. Like, no, we're not hiring, unfortunately. But you could apply to be my personal assistant since intern Joe is now gone.
Yes, you can take Breezy's car and fill it up with gas.
I would rather pay someone to sit at the Walmart in Henrietta for 3 hours than have me do it myself. Nightmare.
Let's go to Erica. Remote workers should not get the same promotions as people who come into the office. Sorry, people who actually go into work are just respected more. Hot take, but it's true. There, I said it. That came in from Erica. And then, of course, the most toxic man in Rochester is here, Big Ed. Moose
Big
and Breezy,
Ed.
It's Big Ed. Yesterday, I asked my wife what she wanted for our anniversary coming up, and she said a divorce. I said I wasn't planning on spending that much money. Have a great day, guys.
How are they still married?
I'll be at Three Heads later if you guys want to come by for five or six.
So good.
Ah, Big Ed, you're a gem, buddy. Thanks for the offer. I appreciate it. And then let's go over to Rick here this morning. At my job, women get away with murder if they say I'm on my period. And if a guy tried I'm hormonal as an excuse, he'd be fired. There, I said it. Damn, Slick Rick with the hot take this morning.
Super well, hot take.
Women have always, I mean, they've been using the same excuse to get out of gym class for years.
Yeah, but we have bigger problems when it comes to men, so. I'm not going to get into that. Can't get political here on the show, but.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose Breezy 69 for the high today. It's actually beautiful out. Here's your guide to what's happening around the Rochester area today, especially if you're gearing up to start school next week. The City of Rochester's Office of Violence Prevention is giving out free school supplies at a community event today at the Rochester Community Sports Complex that's on Oak Street. And people at the event can also learn about job training, youth programs, meditation, conflict resolution, emotional wellness, and a lot more. And there's also going to be haircuts, food. There's sneaker giveaways presented by Bruce Blue.
Nice.
It runs from 9:30 this morning until 1 p.m. And the Office of Violence Prevention serves as just a central hub for the city's initiatives to reduce violence. Also, the Boys and Girls Club of Rochester, they're giving away backpacks and then other school supplies to its members today ahead of the new school year. That's going to start next week. That event runs from 2 to 5:30 today at the club's headquarters on Genesee Street. Dr. Bettina Love, she's a New York Times bestselling author and Edison Tech graduate. She's going to be speaking at the event. So it's an opportunity to go down there and maybe, I don't know, I love that some of these events are teaching kids meditation.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. How would I have felt as a kid if someone was like, we're going to learn how to meditate today?
You're like, nah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. But when you think about it, I think it's a really great resource to have as a kid to learn how to just, you know, shut it down.
Shut it down.
Control your emotions. How are we feeling today? Let's learn to meditate. If there's anything in school I wish I would have, if I can go back and learn anything, it'd probably be meditation, how to balance a checkbook, and stocks.
Yeah.
Things that they might have taught me in high school that I just don't
remember. He was sleeping through, so.
I blacked out, you guys. So if you want to get over there today, that's happening today. The City of Rochester Office of Violence Prevention, that's 9:30 to 1. And then the Boys and Girls Club of Rochester giving away backpacks, that's 2 to 5:30.
Awesome. Thank you, Moose. When it comes to the big news that took place yesterday, it literally shook the internet to its core. Taylor and Travis are engaged.
That they are.
And ready to tie the knot. I am so curious to know what their wedding is going to look like. What is she going to wear? What is she going to sing at her wedding? What's the vibe going to be? Is she going to have bridesmaids? But one of the biggest questions that I think the internet and just people alike are just so fixated on is this prenup. Is she going to make Travis sign a prenup? Obviously, he doesn't have to have her sign a prenup. She has way more money than him.
Right, right.
But I think it's a bigger conversation of prenups in general, because I don't always think they're a bad thing.
I really don't. I agree. I mean, you guys listening, anyone ever been asked to sign a prenup before? How did that go over? And if she were to ask him, how would he respond?
I think he would do whatever it is that she needs him to do.
We'll talk about all of it coming up next on PXY. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce are officially engaged. And of course, the next big question isn't about wedding or dresses or venues. Is there going to be a prenup?
Yeah, everyone's panicking.
We get it. She's worth $500 million. But the second you even say the word prenup, people get uncomfortable. 585-252-9800. Any of you ever been asked to sign a prenup before? Did you just say okay, or did you have a meltdown? Maybe you asked someone to sign a prenup. And I'm just really curious to hear how that conversation sounds between couples.
Taylor Swift. Okay, let's look here. Taylor Swift is worth $1.6 billion. Okay, and then Travis is worth, let's see here, $60 million. So there's a bit of a disparity there, right? Like,
yeah, she's definitely, I mean, that's without a question. I think we knew that.
And I think one of the biggest things that everyone's like, oh, well, she is obviously going to make him sign a prenup. And I thought to myself, like, oh my God, no, she's so in love. Like, you know, she's going to just let it be. But there's just simply no way. There's no way. She's too smart.
Right, but you should be when you're that intelligent and you're that, you know, you have that much money. She's already a smart businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and can you truly believe in forever while also preparing for divorce? Yes, it's called protecting yourself and your assets.
I think one of the biggest things about prenups, and like, prenup is such a scary word and everyone like clenches every time they hear the word prenup. But the way I look at a prenup, it's not shady. It's not disrespectful. It's not like this. It should just be looked at as insurance for your marriage, right?
Yeah.
We get insurance for everything in life. Literally, we get literal life insurance. We get car insurance. We get house insurance. I could insure my left pinky toe right now if I wanted to.
By the way,
this should not be any different.
Well, if you don't have kids, or if you don't have assets, or really any kind of money, a prenup is pointless. I mean, you're starting a fight for no reason. I'm not asking anyone to sign a prenup. I don't have anything. Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is for people with money. Let's be honest. Remember Mel Gibson and Robin Moore? She got half of everything because no prenup. They married in 1980. I think before his success, but $425 million.
Mm-hmm.
She got half of all his earnings during marriage because California is a 50-50 state. And a lot of these big stars, they're mostly in California.
Right.
Michael Jordan never got a prenup because he was technically married before he blew up and became the GOAT. But after his divorce, he had to dish over $168
million. Okay, so I guess that begs the question, because again, I don't know anything about prenups. Like, I've never been in that situation personally. you can only get it before you're married. You can't get it after, correct? Or is that something that you can either have a discussion with a financial planner or a life insurance person? I don't know.
I'm not really sure. Does anybody know how that works? Can you get a prenup while after you're married? If you both agree to sign it, I don't see why not.
I don't think that Travis will have an issue. I don't think they are in it for any money and monetary value. They're both wildly successful. Yep. Taylor's obviously a little more successful, but Travis will bark like a dog. He'll do whatever it is that she wants him to do.
Well, I have no idea what their relationship looks like behind the scenes, but it seems like they're extremely happy, and it does seem genuine. Erica says, good morning, guys. A prenup is just boundaries. If couples are not emotionally mature enough to talk about money, then they shouldn't be married.
Then they shouldn't be getting married.
I agree, 100%. You have to have these tough conversations. And the thing is, especially with relationships, and I'm even speaking from experience here, everything is great in the beginning and you're on your best behavior. Things start to get real messy when you start to have real one-on-one conversations with your significant other. And one of those really tough conversations is always about money. Do you guys align when it comes to how you spend your money, how you save, all of those things?
Right.
Because some people wait to have those conversations until it's almost time to get married, and that's when everything just starts crumbling like blue cheese.
I've known people that I'm like, so what's going on with the wedding? Like, how's, you know, that's expensive, right? How do you guys plan on like navigating that? Oh, I don't know how much he makes. You're getting married and you don't know how much he makes?
That's mind blowing to me.
I mean, we talked about that last week, but like, what? You should not be marrying somebody who you are afraid to talk about certain things with, whether that be money, whether that be kids, whether that be literally anything. There should be nothing off limits in your relationship if you truly plan on spending the rest of your life with that person.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. Like,
there are some conversations that are very uncomfortable to have, this being one of them, but you gotta have it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rachel. My ex called me a gold digger when I brought up a prenup, and I was making a lot more than him. And it was never about the money. It was more about protecting both of us at the same time.
I just think it's funny because like history shows that like men are always the ones kind of facilitating a prenup or proposing a prenup, but like it's not a gender thing. It's a wealth thing.
There are a lot of women that have made their living by taking a guy for everything he's got.
Right. But I'm just saying it doesn't matter if it's the guy or the girl. It's whoever has the money in the relationship. That's who's going to get screwed in the end.
In this case, it's Taylor. And there's no way in hell this woman is not going to make him sign a prenup. There's just no way. She's too smart. And all of her people around her, management, publicists, they're all going to say the exact same thing. But she doesn't need to be told that. She already knows.
This person says prenup is before marriage and postnup is after marriage if you come to an agreement after. So like say something happens, I gain wild success, I gain millions of dollars.
Then
you have that conversation of a post of we already got married, circumstances have changed. If something were to go wrong, here's what happens. So
if I ever made Swift money, my prenup would be longer than the ceremony, right? Of course.
But you never will, so it's totally fine.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting a prenup. I mean, like Breezy said, it's basically insurance. You got to protect yourself
for your marriage
because you never, ever know what could happen. And I said this earlier in the show. You don't know if Taylor Swift is going to get hammered or black out and make out or, you know, sleep with Elton John. Anything could happen at any given time.
And Travis could do the exact same thing.
With Elton, yeah, sure.
So.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.